Save St. Mary's Leisure Centre is Southampton Council working for people or asset strippers? Save SMLC press release close to before Christmas. The Tory council in Southampton locked out hundreds of users from St. Mary's Leisure Centre, SMLC, halfway through a council consultation on its future. 86% of the 1,758 of people who responded oppose the closure. Yet council leader Daniel Fitzhenry said the result would be ignored, the centre will close, and the land sold to developers. Council cabinet member for finance, John Hanides, says, if you are going to pay a significant amount of public money, you have to be able to justify where you are spending it. We asked, how much money? The council budget for 2022-23 is 213 million. The funding for the leisure centre is 148,000, less than 0.001% of council spending. Is the council's priority providing leisure and health facilities to the Southampton community? Or are they asset strippers working for the property developers? Councillor Hanide says the long-term future of the building will require millions in investment, but has no evidence to back his phantom figures. Sarlent University does not provide access to the same facilities as priority goes to students and staff. Neither does the council have any control over Sarlent University. St. Mary's Leisure Centre remains safe to use, and we call on the council to immediately reopen the centre, while conducting a full survey of the building, which then can be the basis of a genuine assessment of the long-term life of the building. Join the march, Saturday the 19th of February, 11 a.m, assemble at SMLC at the top of Clovelly Road, and march to the Bargate,